We begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin daf Mem Zayin. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with teachings of Rava and Halachas that we're discussing regarding the treifas, the different invalidating factors of non-viability in the lungs of an animal. Vamar Rava, he says another teaching. He says, Hani Tarti Bui, these two blisters, the Smichi La'adodi, that are near each other, Leslu B'dikusa, there's no utility in inspecting, because Rava understood that the only reason why these two blisters are near each other is because of the hole that there was in the lung, and because the lung had a hole, it developed these blisters around it as a consequence, and therefore if there's two blisters near each other, that's a sign definitively that there's a nekiv, which we said in the halacha of our Mishnah, if there's a nekiv in the reya, in the lung, that's a siman of tarfas. Now, but let's say there's chada, let's say there's one blister, but a mischazi katarti, it looks like two because there's this type of like indentation in the middle, so it looks like two blisters. So what you do is mesinan silva, you bring a thorn, ubazinala, and then you puncture the blister from one of the sides. Ishaf chanadodi, if it spills that juice, the pus that's inside, to both sides, so then chadihi, ukshere, that means obviously it's really one blister, and one blister is okay. But if not, if it doesn't spill from one side to the next, obviously tartin, and then obviously the two different blisters, for trefa, like we said, if there's two blisters, that's a sign that there's a hole, and therefore trefa. Another teaching of Amar Rava, he says, Hey uni isla lareya. In the anatomy of the animal, in the lung, there are these five, what literally means ears, but there's these lobes that the reya has, that the lung has. Now, if apa klapi gavra, if the face of the animal is facing the person, I mean the sheichet, so you then you have tlasami mina, because then you have three from the right side of the animal, which is the right side of the butcher when it's hanging from its feet, and then the underside, the belly is facing, which the face is also on the same side as the belly, facing the butcher, you have three on the right side of the lung, but then you have two lobes on the left side. And that says, Rava, if chaser, if let's say it's missing one of the lobes, or yasir, or actually if it has an extra one, because Rava holds, as we'll see later on, there's such a concept of yester kenotledom, actually too much is like it's actually missing, which Rashi points out, Allah has nalik Rava, and this is the Gemara will later on explain, and he brings from his teacher, Rabbeinu Yaakov, that he said it was kasher. In contrast, the other two elements of chaser, and then this one, a chalif, or if it was exchanged, then the halacha is like him, because no one disagrees that treifa, that then it's going to be treifa. So if let's say, instead of being three on the right and two on the left, there's actually three on the left and two on the right, or if let's say there's one missing, there's going to be treifa, and Rav additionally holds that if there's an extra one, there's also treifa. However, the Gemara brings the following incident. There was this lung that had an extra lobe that was brought in front of Merema, and Habayasav Ravacha Avava. Ravacha was sitting by the doorway. Now, Amalei, so Rav Acha said to the butcher when he was leaving the house from asking his Shaila to Meremer, says, My Amalach, what did Meremer tell you? Amalei, so he said to him, Achshar Anali, he said, it's kosher, it's a good lung. So Amalei, so Rav Acha said to the butcher, Hoda Ailakame, go ahead, bring it back into him that he should check it again. Maybe he didn't check it well enough, because Rav Acha held like this halach of Rava, that if you're extra lobe, it's actually a tarfus, it's not kosher. So Amalei, so Meremer said to the butcher when he came back in again, he says, Zil Amalei Laman the Yosef Abavu, go and tell the one who's sitting by the doorway, Les Hechasakafah, say, the Rava be Yaseris, the Halacha does not fall like Rava by an extra lobe, that's not a sign of Trefa, of being not kosher. Now, however, the Gemara qualifies and says, Vahanamili, when did we say this? By having an extra lobe that it's kosher, is Dekaima Bedara Du'uni, if it's at least in the row of the lobes, there's a uniformity for the lobes, if there's an extra one in that order, then that's okay. Of a baini, but if it's in between, let's say beneath the rows, like as we're going to shortly see this called aninusa devarda, which that's actually not a problem, but if there's an extra one that's like in that area, or if let's say it's between the two rows in the bottom, or if there's one in the middle of by the uma, which are the lower lobes, on top of it, again, not in the order of the uni of the lobes themselves, then trefa, then actually an extra one would be a trefa. As the Gemara illustrates, it was actually a situation like this, where there was an extra lobe that was not in the row of the lobes, it was in between the rows, which came in front of Ravashi. So sub Ravashi lemitrefa, based on the previous halacha, Ravashi thought, okay, it's a trefa. However, Amali Rav Huna bar bar avya, he said no. Kalhani chevi, and there's a different gersayas how to pronounce this word, either bar yasa, which means, say, those on the outside, that they graze in the swamps, Or some say actually the girsa is bar yasa, which is there's two different, again, two different texts in how to read the word, which either it's going to be pronounced as on the outside or it's going to be pronounced as healthy. Those are the two different readings. Again, either baraisa is grazing in the swamps, and baryasa means a terminology of brius, of healthiness, of fattiness. Either way, it means like the, all these different regular types of animals, hachi islahu, they all have this extra lobe. And v'karlu tabachi, and the butchers call it inunisa, which is like as if the ayin had an aleph, which is when you add on a saf aleph at the end, it means like small or small ayna, divarda of the rose, meaning because it's weak and red like a rose, so therefore they called it this small rose-like lobe. And therefore, that's not going to be a sign of tarfus because all these types of animals have it. Now, however, says the Gemara, v'hani mili megavoy, but this is only if it has this onisa divarda, that it's not a problem about yeser, even though it's not in the row of all the other lobes, only if it has it on the bottom side. However, as a katintam and beis avol agabah, but on the top part, I feel like tarfa de asatrefa. Then, even if it's small, like the leaf of a myrtle, very small, it's still considered extra. And since it's not in the row, and it's on the top, it's not on the bottom, like this normal type of extra one on the nisa devardim, that would be a tarfas. Now, Rashi has a discussion that from the fact that Rav Ashi thought to say that a nisa devardim would be treif, although ultimately it's not. Obviously, we see that's not the norm, and therefore Rashi has a discussion regarding if, let's say, one does not have the denis devarda, if that would be considered a tarfis or not. Now, the Gemara continues and says, "Omer Rafram." It says, "Hai reya de damila ufta." If there's a lung that's similar to a piece of wood, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means, is treifa. So, ikadami, that those that say bechazusa, in the appearance, it looks like wood. Vikadami begishta, that those that say that in its feel, in this texture, it's hard like a piece of wood. As the Gemara explains each one of those opinions. Ika de Ami de Neficha, those that say that when it's like bloated, so it becomes white like a piece of wood, and that's the opinion that says Bechazusa in its appearance is like wood, and that's Trefa. Ika de Ami de Fchiza, those that say that, what does it mean in its feel? It means that it's hard like a piece of wood. Now, Vigadami, that those that say, and that was again explained the previous two interpretations. Vigadami, that those say a different interpretation is Deshia, it's smooth, like a piece of wood. Deleslo chitucha de uni, and that is, it doesn't have the separation of the lobes, it's just in one big mass. Now, therefore, however, if let's say, although it's not totally separated with lines, however, you could recognize that they're different parts, then it's going to be kosher, because that's not smooth like a piece of wood. But what we mean, like it's wood, is like totally one big mass like and smooth like a piece of wood. That's what we said is going to be tarfus in a lung. Another teaching from Amar Rava, he says, a lung that's kekuchla, that's a bluish color, which is like that of the blue like the sky, which is not yellow, it's not black, so then its kshera is going to be valid. However, kedusa, if let's say the lung looks like dried piece of dye, which is black, that's trefa, that's going to be a sign of trefa. Why? Because the Amr B'chanini says, and he's in the context of dam nida, of the menstruating blood of a woman, he says that shachar, black that comes out, is adam, who is really red, and therefore has halachas like halachas nida, which has to be red blood. El shalaka, however, it's just that it deteriorated. Now, one thing we see is that, so we see black is a deterioration. And therefore, ultimately, if the lung looks black, so then it's ultimately going to deteriorate and develop a hole, and therefore it's a sign of tarfus in the lung. Now, yeruka, which although yeruka could mean yellow, in this context, it means green, like grass, as the Gemara is going to explain, iskashera is valid. Midrei Rav Nosson, as we're going to bring shortly from Rav Nosson, that we see that that's really a type of a blood. And therefore, it's not it's considered something that's a different color. It's still valid. And so to aduma kshera, red, if it has the color of red, is also valid because that's also like blood. So it's ultimately going to come back to its healthy state, the lung. So though the lung has this color of green or red, it's valid. So to Rav Nosson is going to shortly quote the incident with Rav Nosson, as we had actually quoted this halacha of aduma kshera from Rav Nosson in the previous daf from Rashi. The Tanya like Luna Brisa. Nasanami, he says in a different context, but we're comparing the fact that green and red are really elements of blood, which is what's in the lung, and it's going to come back to its healthy state, and therefore it's not considered an invalidation as if it's a tarfus, some other unhealthy color in the lung. He says, Pamacha salachti lekrachayim. He says, once I went overseas, and basa isha achas lefane, a woman came in front of me, shemala b'narishin umeis. She circumcised her first son, and he died. Shein umeis, she circumcised her second son, and he died. So shlishi heviyas lefane, so she brought her third son in front of me. Re'isiv shayya adam, I saw that this boy was red. So Martila, I said to Abiti, my daughter, hamtini loy, wait for this child. Because although there's a mitzvah circumcision, there's nothing that stands in what's called in front of pikuach nefesh and for saving a life, except for the three cardinal sins of idolatry and gilei arayos and shvichas damim and spilling of blood of murder. So wait for this child until his blood gets absorbed into his body, into his flesh. Because the reason why the child was red was because his blood was going between his skin, his outer skin, and his muscles and his flesh. So it was like he didn't have blood inside his body, and the blood, like the pasuk says, is the soul of the person. And since he didn't have any life blood, so therefore he died with any small wound that of circumcision. So himtinulai, so she waited until he wasn't red anymore. And she circumcised him, and he survived. He says they called him Nasna Bavli on my name because I was the one that told him this idea that saved the child's life. And one time I went to this country, Kapitkaya, and Basa Isha Lefana, a woman came in front of me. Shemala b'narishin v'mes, she circumcised her first son and he died. Sheini v'mes, her second son and he died. Shlishi habiyas lefana, she brought her third son in front of me. And Re'isiv shayu yarek, I saw that he was greenish, his complexion. Hitzatzi boy, so I looked at him. V'lohoye boy dambris, I saw he didn't have the blood of the circumcision. So Amartila said to Abiti, my daughter, Himtinila, wait for him, Achibal Baidam, until the blood comes into his body. Himtinila Umala Isabuchai. So she waited till he got the more reddish color, more that there was blood in his body, and she circumcised him and he survived. And they called him Nasna Bavli on my name again. So but one thing we see is that red and green are not really considered problematic colors. It's just either too much or too little blood. But again, ultimately, if one waits, it'll go back to its healthy state. Therefore, the lung that has green or red is also not problematic, and it's considered a healthy lung and within range, and therefore that's not going to be considered a trefa. Amar Rav Kahana, Katina, these halachas, he says, if the color of the lung is like that of kekavda, like that of the liver, kshera, that's a kosher lung. Now, kibistra, but if it has the color of the meat of the animal, so trefa, then that animal is a trefa, where that was the tradition that they had, that's considered diseased, and that's not considered diseased. V'samanich, and the mnemonic to remember that if it has the color of meat, it's a trefa, is a pasuk in Shemais that says, uvasa basad the trefa, which literally means to say that if the meat in the field got mold, but what you see is that the color of basar is that which would make the animal, the lung, as a trefa. Now, Amar of Sama Berei the Rabbi says, Haireya de Damya Kikshusa. Again, continuing on the colors, the complexion of the lung. This lung that's similar to that of hops, which is yellowish, not that like that of grass, which is more greenish, or Uchamayrika, or like that of saffron, Ukugun Beyaso, that of an egg, which all of these are types of yarik, which are yellow, but they're different types of yellow, they're trefa. They could be considered trefa. So says the Gemara, El Yeruka Dikshere Hechadami. So then, what's the Yeruka that we say that is kosher? Says the Gemara, that's Kekarti, that's more like leek, which is more greenish, less yellowish, and that's kosher in contrast to yellow. Amar Avina, he says, Atim Bereya. Says, if there's a place in the lung that's stuffed up and the air is not getting through that part of the lung, so Maisinan Sakina Vikarinala. So we bring a knife after the animal slaughtered and we check it to make sure the lungs were kosher. So we bring a knife and we cut it in that area where the ear is not getting through. E isba mugla, if pus comes out, savadi machmas mugla hubikshare. So obviously the reason why it wasn't getting through wasn't because anatomically there was something wrong physiologically with the lung. Rather, it's just that it was clogged up with some pus and it was not a disease in the lung itself, meaning in the actual lung, but rather that there was this pus, and therefore it's going to be kosher. But if not, then meisvinala, what you do is you put on that stuffed up place after that we tore off over there. We put on gadfo eroika, a feather or some spittle. Imevatzvasa, if that spittle starts moving, bubbling, so ksher, it's kosher, because then obviously air gets through. But if not, then obviously it was diseased and trefa, and then it's going to be considered a trefa animal because that was a lung that was actually diseased in the sense of that it didn't allow air to get through. Amar Rav Yosef says, "Kroim sha'ala machmas maka bereya," and we mentioned this halacha previously. If there's a scab that was on a wound that was on the lung, ain't a kroim. That's not a valid scab, meaning because ultimately it's going to end up coming off. And all the aberrations, all these adhesions to the lung, which are these scabs that come on because of the wound, those are all problematic, and therefore even if there's no air coming out, it's still going to be considered a trefa. Another teaching from Rav Yosef is high rea da avsha. This lung that making noise, which we explained this in the previous daf, he goes through the same halacha. He says, look, iyadin hecha avsha, if we know where it's hissing from, so manichna la gadfo a gila a roika, so we put on it a feather or a straw or spittle. Imevatzva, so a trefa. If it bubbles, so then obviously you know there's a hole over there, and therefore it's a lung that was penetrated, and therefore it's treif. Vila ksher, but if not, it's kasher. Now, vila yadinla, if you don't know where the air is escaping from. So maisi mishichusu demaye peshuri, so you bring a pot of lukewarm water, umaisvin la megava, and we put the lung inside of it. Now, b'chamimi loy, not in hot water, the kavtzi, because that actually shrinks the lung, and that's actually going to close up the hole. So it's not going to be a valid checking. B'kariri loy, demitarshi, and the opposite, not in cold water, because that's actually going to make it hard like stone. And the problem with that is that the thin membrane, when it gets hard, it could break very easily when the hand handles it. And sometimes there actually was not a hole in the upper membrane, but it's going to get a hole when they inspect it if you use it with cold water. Rather, we check it out with lukewarm water. If when we inflate the lung, it bubbles, obviously there's a hole somewhere in there if it's a trefa. If you like share, and if not, it's kosher. And it must be tato inkivi lo loinkiv. It must be that the low membrane has a hole, the upper membrane doesn't. V'hayta avsha, and this that is making noise, is zika de beni beni hu. It's the air in between where the air is escaping from the bottom one, but it's not getting out because the upper membrane is closing it in. That's where the noise is coming from, and therefore that's not a problem about tarfas. Now, Amar Ule says, Amar B'yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Reya shenishpacha kakitan, a lung that spills out like a jug, meaning you have the flesh of the lung that dissolved inside its membranes, and it's spilling from one end to the other end in the membranes. So that's deficiency because initially the lung is filled up, and now half of it is empty. In spite of that, kshera, the lung is going to be kosher, the animal is a kosher animal. Says the Gemara, Al Maksava, obviously Rabbi Yechon holds, chesar mebifnim, loish me chesar, that although there's a deficiency in the lung, but since it's internally, that's not considered a deficiency to make it into a trefa. However, Esavei Rebaba L'Ula, Rebaba asked to Ula, that from our Mishnah, Ula was saying over this halacha, but our Mishnah said, Hareya shenikfa oisha chasra, that an animal is considered a trefa if the lung has a hole or if it's missing. Now that says the Gemara, my chasra. What does it mean that if it's missing? Ile me mebachot, it means it was missing on the outside. Haine nikfa, that's the same as a hole because you can't be missing from the outer part of the lung without making a hole in the membrane. So elav mebifnim. Rather must be that, what does it mean missing is a trefa? In the inside. So you hear from our Mishnah, chesar mebifnim shmei chesar, that a deficiency in the inside is considered a deficiency to make it a trefa. Says Gemara, loy no. Loy le mebachot. It's actually talking about the chesar is only a problem if it's missing on the outside. But then that's the same case that the Mishnah already said of a hole. Says Gemara, loy tzricha, no. It was necessary for us to tell us additionally, yeah, if you're missing, it's going to make a hole, but we have to say that case anyway, l'Rib Shimon. The Tanya of the Mishnah had to tell us, although Rib Shimon in our Mishnah disputes the Tanya Kama in regards to the qualifications about Nikva, about developing a hole, but he does not disagree, and that's why we have to say there's a separate case of that of Chisaron, about missing. Because Rib Shimon had said, Do'amar, Achatinok of Lebes Hasim Finus. He disagreed with the Tanna Kama. He says it's not a disqualification of a hole in the lung until it goes all the way to where the bronchi are inside the lung. That's what the Tanna of the Mishnah is saying, Hanamili Nekiv, the Lesbech Hasan. He only disagrees that he requires more to make a trefa only when there's a hole where there's nothing missing. So to be considered a trefa, it has to go all the way to the bronchi. Avonekiv, the Lesbech Hasan, but the case of a Nekiv that has, meaning a hole, which anytime you're missing on the outside, it has to have a hole. But not only does it have a hole, but it's also missing. Even Reb Shimon is going to agree that it's going to be a treifa even from the outside. And therefore, there's no raya that chasar mebefinim chasar. It's talking about chasar on the outside. And why do you have to say it if you already said nekev? For Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds just the nekev on the outside is not enough. It has to go all the way to the inside. But when there's something not only whole, but that's also missing, that's what we wanted to say, that even Reb Shimon would agree, that's going to be considered a treifa. Now, on this halach, Reb Chananya chalosh, Reb Chananya became ill. So Reb Nosson and all the great ones of the generation came to visit him. And Aisu Kamei Reish and Nishpacha Kekitin, they brought in front of him a lung that spills like a jug, meaning that the inside had dissolved, had become liquefied. And Vahakshra, and he said it's valid. Now, on that halacha, which we said before, the same halacha, Amar Ravi qualifies and says, V'hud dekaimi simfainas. But this is only if the bronchi, which are the small tubes that it gets into the lung, had from the trachea that it did not dissolve. Now, Amalei Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Le Rav Asha, he said, Mano Yadinan, how do we know this? Maybe one of them did dissolve. How do we know that one of them didn't to know that it's kosher? So Amalei said to him, what you do is, Meisilan Tzad Dekunya. You bring an earthenware plate that's covered with lead, which is smooth, so therefore it's very visible on that plate. V'shavchin lo begavei, and then you spill it out in it, meaning you tear the membrane and everything just spills out because it's all liquefied inside. If there's white streaks, then trefa, then the animal's trefa, because obviously now it's recognizable that obviously the bronchi had dissolved, because they're the white parts inside, and if you see white streaks inside the liquid, obviously they had dissolved. But vilay, if not, if you don't see white, share it's kosher, because then it's only the inside part, but not the bronchi that did not dissolve. Amar Rav Nachman, a related halacha, it says, reyesh ani meiker, says the lung that decayed, meaning that it by itself, some of it had leaked out. Meaning, it's not the same as nishpacha kekitein. It's not so liquefied that it spills out like a jug. However, it's part of it is not retained. Some of it did leak out of the lung, so it decayed. But v'krum shalakayim, but the membrane is intact. Kshera, the lung is still going to be kosher. And tanam halach, similar in the brisa, reish and imaker v'krum shalakayim, if the lung decayed, but the membrane is intact, then afilim achzekes, and even if the cavity that's remaining because some of it had decayed, and therefore it leaked out, if you even have that cavity holding a revius, what would be a revius of a leg, still kashera, the lung is still going to be kasha. Another halacha, nitla, as we continue to talk about memchesim and alf, shal feiche shalah, if the membrane that holds the fetus inside of it, meaning the womb of the animal, if that was taken away, still kashera, the animal is still kasha, it doesn't make the animal into a trefa. Hislia kavichla, if its liver became wormy, so Zeha Yemaisa was actually such an incident. Valu Allah bin Asi Gimel Rogom Liavna, and the sons of Asya, they went up to where the Sanhedrin were for the three Yom Tovim to Yavna. And that's because the first two Yom Tovim they went, they didn't tell them anything in regards to Psak Halacha. The Regal Shlishi, by the third Yom Tov, then they stood for account, and then the permitters were the majority. And then Itirulahem, then they permitted and they said that even if the liver is wormy, that's still not going to be like the tarfas of our Mishnah. We said if the whole liver is taken away, that's a treifa. That would still be kosher, and therefore they permitted them the animal.